Luke tried to rise. Couldn't. He spun on his knees. Vistara was also on her knees. Ben was still on his feet, barely, shaky, at the end of a slash that might, at full strength, have cut his opponent in half through the torso. As it was, it had struck the moment after the force blast, reduced enough in strength that it was merely fatal. His opponent lay dead, sprawled across one of the Theron listeners. Ben's face was twisted in pain and shock. In the distance, Abeloth screamed again. Vistara forced herself to her feet.
Quick! Before they recover!
The Sith were not all unconscious. Most, in fact, had simply been laid out by the sudden pain and were struggling to straighten from fetal positions, from other poses of pain. Glassy-eyed, their faces twisted. They were, for the most part, still conscious. Ben stumbled to help his father up, but once on his feet, Luke waved him off.
Get Valen, Vistara, to me.
Barely able to walk, Vistara reached Luke, tucked herself under his left arm. They supported each other and stumbled to the stairs. Step by painful step, they ascended to the first landing, turned. Now Luke could see Ben. The young man had Valen up over his shoulders in a rescuer's carry, and moved with agonizing slowness after his father. His face was set with his exertion, the act of will transforming him for a moment into a lean, hard man Luke barely recognized. Luke paused there for a second, transfixed by this vision of the man Ben would someday be. Pride and sorrow both stirred in Luke. Then the moment was gone. He and Vistara continued climbing. At the top of the stairs, one of the Sith who had remained at the top with Tola struggled to sit up. Vistara stepped on his head, slamming it down into the permacrete, breaking his jaw. She didn't bother to look at him. Together, she and Luke stumbled past, getting away from the platform, away from the big chamber. Luke straightened, waving away further help from Vistara. He turned back. Ben, staggering, made it to the top of the steps. Now away from uneven footing, his steps became more sure, more swift. Together, they moved toward the entrance by which they'd gained access to the complex. Finally, Ben had something to say, and enough breath to say it with.
What was that attack? It felt like...
His voice, pained, trailed off. Luke already knew what it had felt like. He'd experienced it twice in his life before this. He glanced at Vistara. He felt a terrible sense of sadness rise within him.
You know what it felt like, Ben. It felt like when that Sill was hit by ship's attack.
Luke kept his eyes on Vistara.
It was, wasn't it? A Sill. The spook crystal that went missing. You took it.
She nodded. Her face was not entirely impassive. There was an expression to it. Not exactly guilt, but perhaps a touch of sorrow.
And a capacitor from TIE Shuttle. And a comm receiver to act as a timer and trigger. It was in my pack.
Vistara, you've killed an innocent being.
It wasn't outrage Luke felt, but loss. Not just the loss of the Sill. It was as if Vistara had just taken one tremendous step away from the light, retreating into darkness. He wondered if he or Ben would ever be able to bridge that distance.